Tell him I'm on the line with another congressman, some other congressman. You get me right off just quick as I can finish and get him off, and did I be there in about 1 second?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello.
The president said that he would be with Congressman Boggs and Ford in just a moment. He's on another line.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll keep holding.
President,
yeah.
Senator, Congressman Boggs and Congressman Ford. Go ahead, please.
Hill.
Hello, Mr. President.
Hi, Hill. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Jerry Ford, the minority leader, is on the line with me.
Good.
Albert, as you know, is sick.
How's he getting along? Tell me.
Well, he's having some tests made. I think he's all right. He's had an allergic reaction. He's had swelling in his legs and his feet and all.
What, allergic to what?
Well, we don't know. That's what they're trying to find out.
Maybe he's allergic to Ford, Republicans. Is that it, Jerry?
President, how are you?
Fine. Is that what he's allergic to?
I talked to Carl day before yesterday, and God, his hands were really badly swollen, and his feet and ankles were in bad shape.
I'll be damned. Where is it, Bethesda?
Yeah. I talked to him this morning. He said he's getting out tomorrow, I think, tomorrow morning.
Well, God, I hope so. Are you all about to finish up?
Yes, we've been appointed to advise you that John, and ask you what more you want us to do.
Well, I got a lot of things I want you to do, but I guess you're not going to do them. I guess you.
I thought you'd about run out.
Oh, hell, I haven't got. Do you want me to tell you what y'all didn't do? 23, I just looking at it a while ago, 23 major items which y'all just ignored on me. Improving stockpile management. Establishing foreign affairs personnel system, improving control over agricultural chemicals, amending the Water Resources Act, authorizing a powerhouse at Grand Coulee, establishing seashore and parks. 14B, you acted on that, didn't you? Providing home rule for the District of Columbia. Can y'all page CISC and see if we can do... Tightening firearms control, authorizing a wild river system, authorizing Chamazol. I'm giving old Jerry a speech here now, so he can go show by God how many things he defeated this time.
You aren't going to send those up tonight, though.
Yeah, establish a mortgage loan pool participation, requiring truth in packaging, requiring truth in lending, increasing transportation user charges on... These bus boys, truck boys that contribute to the Democrats and Republicans, and the highways and the airways and the waterways.
You better withdraw that.
This is for the Gulf Coast, the waterway. Authorizing and user charges on meat and poultry inspection and soil conservation and navigation fees. And improving procedures for narcotic addicts handling. Improving. This is for you, Hale. Improving unemployment insurance program. Improving the Fair Labor Standards Act. That's that $2 Jimmy wrote. Reform Electoral College, authorize District Columbia Higher Education, the Congress submitted several major administration proposals which would have greatly strengthened those bills materially. To be specific, four direct rent supplements. Congress authorized for low-income but not middle-income families, and there's no alternative to middle-income direct loan. Congress did not appropriate funds to carry out new towns, loans to state development agencies, and FHA mortgage for creation of new towns was not provided. Education. Crippling amendment destroyed the teachers' corps till January. Health. Crippling amendment, regional medical complexes. Congress did not provide requested authority for facilities construction, research facilities. 100% grants for regional or national research was not provided. Highway beauty. Authority to use secondary road funds for scenic or recreational roads was not provided. In addition to this, Congress authorized more than $3 billion that was not recommended in military pay and civilian pay and housing and so forth. But I say,
your time, instead of getting better as fast as you should, you've been writing that speech.
No, I said, now, as I stated, my firm belief that the first session will go down in history as the greatest session in Congress. But I'd like to add my personal thanks for the part all of you have played. You've earned the gratitude of the nation. Now, having said this, I believe it's incumbent to point out for the record some of the areas where I have failed during the past 10 months and some of the areas where you have failed which give me concern. Well, there they are now, and I've pointed them out to you, and I assume you all will take care of them in the next 20, 30 minutes and then go on home.
Thanks.
Now, what do you got left?
Well, we got the sugar conference. We just passed the pay bill. That's the way you want it passed.
Well, now, Ford, that's your bill. Ford's the only man up there told me he would vote against this extra $1 billion that they want to give if I'd veto it. And I told him I'd veto it if they didn't keep it in the guidelines.
Well, you did, and I think it was damn good.
Do you know that you all have authorized about $3 billion more than we asked for? You've appropriated about $2 billion less.
You're allowed to have Ford saying, I told you.
No, I mean, this Congress has authorized, I didn't realize that. I looked at that housing bill, that higher education. Every one of those, you all have exceeded the executive.
Well,
the civilian pay.
I'll talk with Hale and we'll try and get that out next session.
The civilian pay and the military pay. They're going to want to come back next session. Hey, we'll get old Morrison straightened out. Enjoy talking to you, and I won't ask you to pass any more bells, but I appreciate everybody can't have everything they want, but I think that by and large, you've done a great job. Jerry, you heard that ugly story. You won't quote me if I tell you an ugly story, but There's a colored fellow that was caught in the room with his girlfriend. Her husband came home there so early. And he got in the closet, and the fellow came in, looked under the bed, and looked in the kitchen, and finally said, "Where is that black son of a bitch?" And the woman said, "Nobody in here with me." And he opened the door, and there he was, just naked as a jaybird, and standing up, just frozen like a statue. Fellow said, "You son of a bitch, what are you doing in here?" And he said, "Well, everybody got to be somewhere." So I guess everybody's got to be somewhere, and we've done the best we could.
Well, you take care of yourself, and I hope your recovery is complete and rapid. And we'll see you in January.
Thank you, Jay.
Wonderful way.
You'll all be out in the next hour, you think?
Yes.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Wonderful.
Yes, sir.